Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you know what that is. You know what it looks like. Or if you don't, you should. Because a lot of good things there, a lot of important resources there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including my newsletter, my blog, archives, articles, lots of stuff. Brain Trust members, over 500 folks like that on our website who are there to help you out. So I hope you'll use that to your advantage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Harper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. And Pam is a nationally known consultant and speaker and the founder and the president of Business Advancement Incorporated. And she helps companies transform their strategies into high performance. And she's our new friend. Pam, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Pam, I've heard professional golfers being interviewed after they won a tournament. And, you know, the storyline of the interview was, you know, you've been working so hard. It just hasn't been coming together lately. What happened today that actually allowed you to become the champion? And I've heard them say something like this before. Well, you know what? I finally just got out of my own way. And what they meant was, you know, they'd overanalyze, they'd overstrategize, they'd become so mechanical and so hidebound in a lot of the stuff that they were doing that they didn't allow themselves just to go play golf. I wonder if businesses are like that. What do you think?
I think they can be. I think there are so many instances that, especially for small businesses that are running so fast, where we get in our own ways. I speak as a small business owner myself. And I'm not sure that things come out of nowhere that get in our own way. My premise is that, in fact, we have to be very alert for warning signs and leverage those things that we can use so that we can get more of the results we want.
Another analogy is that when I think about businesses getting the most out of their operation is you know a cooling system. If you look at a cooling system for a large building, it builds up crud and the calcification and all that throughout the lines and in the operation of the thing, it builds up all these impediments to efficiency.
Well, that's true.
And I wonder if that's something that you see in your work, and if you do, what does that look like in a small business?
Efficiency and also effectiveness. I mean, I think that those are two pieces that we have to look at. And for businesses, especially small businesses, I see it as, for instance, persistent problems that build up, like firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
Persistent conflicts.
Crisis management,
companies, businesses that are running by crisis instead of running strategically. People who feel like they don't have time for anything in their day. Problems with lower customer retention than should be based mm-hmm. on projections. Problems with employees because companies of all sizes have them, and there's turnover. Inability to find partners if you're a virtual organization and you can't make it happen. So the problems can go on and on and on. They can look like many things.
One of the things that I have told my audience about in the past is if you wonder if these things that you're talking about are happening to you, how would you know? How would you know if this is an example of what's happening to you? And what I tell them is if you feel frustration in the ability to execute your plans and your strategies, if you're feeling especially a high level of frustration, you're probably experiencing the things you're talking about. What do you think?
That's true. I mean, the trick is to be able to get that experience earlier rather than later. And
right.
that's the key, because if you're too far into it, then it's much harder to break out of. Just as an example, I mean, when I wrote the book Preventing Strategic Gridlock was a concept that came to me. I was sitting in traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike, and I'm moving along at a snail's pace, and I had no idea what was going on, and I came to this great electronic sign, and it said, Gridlock Alert Day, New York City. Now, what am I supposed to do with this? There's no directions. There's nothing.
That's
I couldn't
right.
get out of my car and walk home. And yet, if I had, in this instance, if I had to listen to a traffic report before I ever set out on the path, I might have had some inkling that this was going to happen.
Right.
And I think in business we have that happen all the time. You know, we get into it and we have that gridlock sign in that we're feeling the complete burnout or these things that I was talking about are happening. Then it's just much harder to deal with. So what I wanted to do as I wrote the book and when I'm working with clients is to help them to get that awareness earlier.
So what you're saying is we need to have, we need to increase the sensitivity of our gridlock antenna. Right?
I like that.
So whenever we, we all do this. We all have this ability, if you think about it. Every one of us has experiences and maybe bad experiences about different things where we have the ability to feel the early warning signs of a problem. It could be about our children. It could be about what we eat. It could be
mm-hmm.
about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is we need to develop these kinds of highly sensitive antenna for our businesses so that we can see gridlock coming at us before it happens.
And not just gridlock, opportunities for growth. And I think that that's just as important. And there are definitely ways to do that.
Right. All right. Give us an example of a quick one. I've got 30 seconds before we go to a break.
30 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
I was working with a small group of people, and I asked them just to reflect on what was the same and what was different in 3 years since they'd been in business. And they came up with a number of different things, some of them major, some of them small. And I asked them how that would impact on the decisions they were making. And people were blown away when they realized how it did make a difference.
They already knew the answer. They just hadn't said it out loud, had they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stand by. We're going to get some more of this wisdom from Pam Harper. And also, I'm going to ask her, what does it look like if we have a hidden organization inside of our organization? Do you have a hidden organization? Well, you might have. And Pam will help us with that after these messages. 20 after, the book is Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Pamela S. Harper. That's the name on the book. She says we can call her Pam, and her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. And Pam, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Well, the book is available, first of all, on my website, so I can give you that. It's businessadvance.com, and it's also available online, various outlets such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those.
All right. Well, good for you. And tell us what we'll find at your website.
Well, you'll find on my website a variety of white papers. You'll also find the results of the new study talking about how consultants are growing their organizations. Independent computer consultants are growing their organizations in some very interesting ways. So we have results of a study. I have white papers, checklists, all kinds of resources for people who want to accelerate progress toward their key businesses.
Is the article on the hidden organization posted there?
just about to be. It's
okay.
A new article.
That's
so,
something we're going to be talking about in a minute, but I wanted to find out about that. Folks, you might pay attention to that, because, and by the way, this next information is going to be on the test, folks, so you might want to make sure you pay attention. Pam,
that article will be on in a couple of days, folks.
Okay,
so.
Good. Pam, you were giving us some other examples of how to identify, how to find out if we've got if our organization is getting in our own way. One of the things that happens, and I'm not sure if this is what sort of what you're calling a hidden organization. Some of one of our experts, RKC and Cuddy, talks about fiefdoms inside of your organization, some people call them silos or whatever. Where we build our little fortresses and we hide behind them and operate behind them and shoot fire rounds at people around us, and it's like we've got our own little company inside of a company.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's the internal organization. What I'm actually talking about is that every organization, even if you're a gang of one, has an external organization, and that is the hidden organization. And when you think about that, a lot of people go, that's not an organization. I don't have an organization. But we are increasingly relying upon a variety of these external stakeholders, whether they are, say, suppliers, virtual assistants, attorneys, accountants, even competitors. Customers, absolutely, mm-hmm. to get us to where we want to go, from where we are to where we want to be. And we overlook and underestimate all the ways that we impact them and that they impact us.
Well, you know, I looked around at my organization, and, we don't have a large group of people here in our operation, but we get a lot more done than our little group would seem to be able to do because of this external organization, this hidden organization you're talking about. And those are what I call our vendor partners.
They're vendors, but also, again, I want to emphasize that they are groups and organizations. Any individual or organization that has a stake in the success of our business is, in fact, somebody that we have to care about, whether they realize it or not. And that mm-hmm. means that there are all kinds of folks that we can turn to and that turn to us. In addition to what you were talking about, subcontractors, alliance partners, advisors of all different sorts, business and trade associations, advisory boards, and the list goes on.
And this is a very 21st century thing you're talking about, isn't it?
It is, and
it's not brand new, but it's really becoming the standard for doing business in the 21st century, hasn't it?
It is, and I think that it goes hand in hand with the fact that we are connected from technology in ways that we never were before.
So,
and it's very natural to look at that.
How does the hidden organization contribute to preventing gridlock, or does it contribute to gridlock?
Both. Both. It is an organization in the truest sense of the word. That's the first thing that you have to wrap your head around. And they are all these different pieces that come together to help you to serve your clients and move forward. So just as an organization can lead to increased success, anytime you have an organization, you can run into gridlock, because there are different aspects to this. For instance, mm-hmm. Many times our suppliers aren't able to supply what we need in the time frame that we think we're going to need it, for instance. Mm-hmm. Or they can come up with new solutions that we never dreamed were possible to give our customers even better results. Our customers are now demanding things of us that we never envisioned mm-hmm. them demanding, and we can actually work with them to design new services.
So that contributes to preventing gridlock.
It contributes to preventing gridlock, mm-hmm. and it also can contribute to building gridlock.
But our people have to learn how to work with people from within and without, too, right? And that adds new management challenges.
That's correct. So once you discover who it is that's part of your organization, your hidden organization, as well as, of course, obviously, your internal organization, then you can be begin to look at the assumptions you're making about these people, these different stakeholders, mm-hmm. and you can also learn how to lead them in such a way that you can balance what should work with what will work.
Pam, give us your website again, please.
It's www.businessadvance.com.
And the book is Preventing Strategic Gridlock, wherever books are sold. Pamela S. Harper. Pam, thanks for being here today. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. My pleasure, Jim.
We had fun, and hope you did, and we'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Macy Davis. She's with the NFIB. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.